Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, the fabulous Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Friday, TGIF for August 18th, 2023. Welcome back into hour number two. Glad to have you along with us. How spectacular is Brady Ewing? I mean, he's just the best, right?
Yeah. My answer was going to be yes. When you ask how fantastic he is.
A very short, succinct yes. But yeah. That's all you need. That's all you need, right? No, Brady's a great guy. Great player for Wisconsin. Three-time Big Ten champion. And just a great soul as well. A great perspective. And how cool is that for those kids at Richland Center to be able to say, here's somebody who played on the same field, who was a walk-on at Wisconsin, earned a scholarship, ended up being a captain. A three-time Big Ten champion, went on to be drafted and played in the NFL, and here he is, back in Southwest Wisconsin, being our coach. That's pretty cool.
Definitely. And he seems pretty happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, if you want the key to happiness, look at a guy like Brady Ewing, who doesn't need the fame and fortune and his name up in lights to be happy. I'm sure he appreciated all that.
Yeah, I'm sure it didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt. But here's a guy just helping kids and giving back. Makes him as happy as anything else, as scored a touchdown in a Rose Bowl.
Honestly, I feel like that might be a way to be happier is if you're going to have that level of success to not be trapped in it.
Yeah.
Like like Aaron Rodgers, he can't be having a good time.
He's talking about a guy who's trapped, right? Anyway, we thank Brady Ewing for coming on as per usual. Check in with him 2 weeks from today. I don't even want to say this. 2 weeks from today will be September 1st. Summer will be basically over in 2 weeks, technically. Well, I should say technically, because what, September 20th, 21st is the start of autumn. But I think for most people, Labor Day weekend signifies the transition from summer into autumn or fall. And we'll be 2 days from today, we will be on the verge, on the evening before the kickoff to the Luke Fickell era of Wisconsin Badger football. And again, you can listen to it across the Civic Media Radio Network on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, Lake Air Radio up in Amory, Wisconsin. Also can hear us on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids and also WRJN down in Racine and Kenosha. So all across the state, you have had an opportunity to listen to Wisconsin Badger football all season long, this year with Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher. So looking forward to that. And looking at the schedule, in case you were interested. On September 2nd, they open up against Buffalo at home. Game time set for 2:30. Then they travel out to take on the Cougs, the Washington State Cougars. That's on September 9th, an evening game, 6:30. Then back home against Georgia Southern. On September 16th, on September 22nd, they open the Big Ten on the road against Purdue. And then back home on October 7th to take on Rutgers. Also at home on October 14th against the Iowa Hawkeyes, who are ranked right now number 25. Then a big grudge match. This will be a very interesting one. On, by the way, my birthday, October 21st. Wisconsin traveling down to see and to take on the Fighting Berts of Illinois. No, the Fighting Illini, coached by Brett Bielema, former Wisconsin coach. And also now, former Wisconsin coach Jimmy Leonard, one of the coaches down at Illinois as well. That'll be a very emotional game for a lot of guys at Wisconsin. But they can't let it affect them because they come home the next week on October 28th and they host number 3, Ohio State, in a huge, huge game, which is sold out, and already ticket scalpers are on the streets and online selling that Wisconsin-Ohio State game on October 28th. Then they travel to the Badgers due to Indiana on November 4th. They host the disheveled Northwestern Wildcats on November 11th. Then they host the Nebraska Cornhuskers, which is a team, quite frankly, that doesn't belong in the Big Ten. They belong like in the, you know, in the MAC or something like that. But they'll come up, Nebraska will come up here and get their rear ends kicked on November 18th. And then we will go to Minnesota the day after Thanksgiving on November 25th, Wisconsin going up to take on the PJ Flexsters, and we will take back Paul Bunyan's axe and bring it back to Wisconsin. Guaranteed, as we say back at Michelin Center. Not guaranteed, guaranteed, all right? The axe is coming home, baby.
You got to meet up with meteorologist Kara Foster for that game.
Yes, that's exactly what we have to do. We have got, I got to reach out. I know she's sleeping right now because she works overnight. But we gotta dial up Kara Foster, and we will meet up. We will do a show somehow, some way from Minnesota for that game. As this will be great, by the way, because I like to call PJ Fleck the Flexsters of Minnesota. Now we got Coach Fickle, the Fixsters. So it'll be the Flexsters versus the Fixsters.
There we go.
It'll be the Flick Fleck battle. the Flick Fleck Bowl. Up in Minnesota. And so that'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, it's going to be a great season long. We'll have all the games for you across the Civic Media Radio Network. When we come back, we're also going to have life coach, love guru to the stars, and positivity psychologist, our friend, our ongoing contributor, Kira Sabin. When your life implodes, how do you start over without burning it down? Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all, till there was you.
If you think your life's complete, if you think that you know everything, if you think it couldn't get any better, hang on to your skirt, tie down your hat, because you don't know anything until you've been Kira Sabin. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday, August 18th. It is 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. If I ever needed a little Kira Sabin for an afternoon, it's today, my friend. She is an ongoing contributor. You can find her at lifequotient.com. And also, she is a positivity psychologist and love guru to the stars. Kira Sabin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Todd. Yes. I was wondering how that song was going to be leading into this, but now I see. Also, it's relationship-quotient.com.
Oh, when I say life-quotient.
Life quotient. That's okay. Just didn't want to confuse people. That's cool. It's Friday afternoon.
Relationship-quotient.com.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You can find all of Kira's, she has a podcast as well.
I do. I have over 330 episodes.
Whoa. You can literally almost listen to one every day for a year. And probably by the time you get to the year, you'll have 352.
I mean, I don't know who would want to do that. That sounds slightly miserable, but yes, you could. No, it's pretty bingeable because there's a lot of just short and sweet. And I tell a lot of stories that I think we learn from stories. So
That's how I've listened to it is usually I'll be like, you know what? Today it's time to listen to some relationship quotient, some reinventing dating daily, and I'll just go and listen to a bunch of episodes at once because they're shorter like that.
See, right there, a life fan.
That's, I mean, thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it. I'll put you on the spot at some point and ask you one thing that you've learned from the podcast, but I won't do that right now.
So Kira, if you're not familiar, Kira joins us more or less every other week. She's been traveling, so that's kind of hindered some calendar plans. But we're always thankful when she can make room for us and stop by. She brings to us a life experience, her training as a positivity psychologist, and someone who deals with relationships and clients every day, helping them not just in romantic situations, but also just life coaching in general, be better people. And we love it when you stop by, Kira. So today, the topic you have told us, how to start over when life feels it's not working out without burning it all down. This is interesting. A little dramatic, but very interesting.
Well, and it's just, that's a little bit of a joke between like some of my clients and myself, is just kind of, and especially when you're single, there's been times in my life where I'm unhappy and I'm just like, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to move to another, I'm going to move to another country. I'm going to just, you know, I don't want to say run away, but start anew. And I've actually done that, right? I've lived in Costa Rica. I've lived in Mexico. I've lived in a couple different places. But sometimes, we don't have the time, energy, or money or allowance to be able to do that. And also, changes and reflection can happen at any time in our life. And, you know, and Todd, I know that you were a couple years older than me, but I turned 50. And man, nobody tells you how weird middle age is, right? And how like very thought-provoking in healthy and unhealthy ways it can be.
Right.
So when we were talking about, I don't have kids, but there's something about back to school that always makes me think about a new year, clean clothes, getting new like school supplies and things like that. And it's just, I was like, it's also just a time of the year where I always find myself reflecting a little bit of, you know, who do I want to be? What's working? What's not working? And if it's not working, how do we change it?
See, this is why you and I get along so well, because I'm exactly the same way. A lot of people, it's the end of the year, New Year's Eve. Oh, it's a new year, a new beginning. And I get a little bit of that. But I'm much more like you. I get much more reflective and think about new beginnings as the seasons change, as I see the trees change. I guess to me, it's more like, whether I think about it or not, like that life-death cycle, right? Things are kind of dying off and going into the winter sleep. And I don't know, that provokes change in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of funny because, and I think it's also just the fact that my parents were teachers. And so just the school year had a major impact on me, even after, you know, I graduated and grew up and became an adult. Like, I still find myself at this time of the year just reflecting and wanting a little bit of a clean slate.
So this doesn't necessarily have to mean that people feel like, oh my gosh, my entire life needs a complete change. It might be that we're getting ready to go back to school. It might be either in our professional life or in our personal relationships. We just feel that it's time for a change, and you're going to walk us through how to do those things without completely just burning everything down and saying, I'm going to get on a boat to China and start over for there.
Absolutely. Which you can also do. But
which
that's
you can't do.
Which that is not what this podcast is about. But I love to bring, like the science and the statistics to just kind of like love and relationships and life in general, because it can feel very intangible in some ways. Like, emotions can feel kind of big and overwhelming. And one of the statistics I heard is that 55% of people are not necessarily depressed or anxious, but are just languishing or feeling stuck in their life. That's a large number.
It's a lot of
you
folks,
know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so people who may not be actually depressed or mentally unwell, but they just feel stuck. Yeah. And that's a problem, because when we're stuck, life can feel like we don't have any control over our lives, like we don't have any power, and it can just make every day the same. And that's not a life.
No, not a life at all. Let's start this off, Kira. How we start kind of starting over without burning it all down. You say number one, start with reflection.
Absolutely. That's the number one thing. And this is what I do personally on a regular basis. Is I just ask myself a couple of really, really important questions to assess where I'm at. Assess, like, do I want to take anything new on right now? Do I need to change things up? So here are a couple of questions that I ask myself is, you know, what's working? What's not? That simple one. Like, what on the day-to-day feels like it's working, whether it be my meal plans, whether it be, you know, how much I'm on my screen, whether it be, you know, what is working and what's not. And then one of my other favorite questions is, what or who feels energizing in my life?
That's good.
Versus, yeah, what or who feels draining? And that can tell a lot about the people in your life, your friendships, your relationships. You know, I try to make a goal that, you know, the people who are in my life, that we energize each other instead of feeling like one or both are just constantly emotionally draining each other. Mm-hmm. I also love to look at just, you know, am I holding on to something that I need to let go of? Mm-hmm. A past relationship, you know, a Or even a friendship. We don't talk a lot about friendships ending, and that can be really hard as an adult. Mm-hmm. But just, am I holding on to something that I need to let go of to really enjoy my future or enjoy the present even? And so, then, go ahead. And then the last one is that I love to ask myself if I'm kind of trying to make a decision or trying to assess, is what I'm doing actually support the life I'm trying to create?
Yeah.
You know,
I think that starts yes or no, or give me your reflection. That starts with having a really honest discussion with ourselves about what we want.
Let me tell you this. If there is anything that you could, if everybody listening is like, what is one thing I can work on that's not horribly hard and I don't have to completely change my life, to me it's self-awareness. To me it's asking ourselves sometimes the tougher questions to really look at what's happening, what's not, what is our role in what's happening, because when we can see our role, that's how we change. We can't change anybody else, man. It'd be nice if we can or could, but we're the only half in every friendship or relationship. We're the only half we can control.
And I think sometimes that's good to do it throughout our lives, because as we ask ourselves at 22 or 25 and then ask ourselves again at 40 and then ask ourselves again at 65, what we want out of life could be dramatically different depending upon where we're at.
Absolutely. 22-year-old Kira wanted very different things than 50-year-old Kira, for sure. You know, and what's important to us sometimes when we're younger, you know, doesn't feel as important anymore, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Things that I never thought that would be important to me when I was younger and are now, you know, it's just that evolution or that change.
So we start with reflection. Then number two, examining your values.
This is such a great thing. Another thing that is so easy to work on, and I think it can be just such a game changer, is understanding what you value. And the way that I describe that, the very easy way to look at that is what you prioritize and value in this world, right? So what at the end of every day is where you put your time and your energy. That's what your values are. And you can say, this is my value, but the actions are really what, you know, stick behind that. Now that those values might be family or generosity or, you know, physical exercise. It can be a lot of different things. For me, I know a value that was, and as I know that my mom and your mom and your sister are listening to us as we speak, so that's not weird. You know, like, religion was a much bigger part of my life when I was younger. It was a bigger value. And now spirituality has come in kind of in a different way, right? Like we kind of ebb and flow, we grow, we change. You know, travel was a huge value for me when I was young. All I wanted to do was explore the world and meet new people and try new foods and check out new places. And now I have to like do it just really smartly a few times a year because it's exhausting and it takes a lot of energy. And, you know, and just, you know, I run retreats all around the world and, you know, I would love to do like 20 retreats a year. And that's just not a value, because my value is also consistency and having a relationship with and family with my husband.
Yeah.
Like that's different, you know, than if I would have told 25-year-old Kira that, she would think I was lame, super duper lame.
Super duper lame. I love that.
Lame. So I think that sometimes in our values can be kind of passed down from our family, from our friends, from teachers, from coaches. And I think we just have to sit back and go, you know, have my values changed? And am I doing things that go along with those values?
I think sometimes it's not, I mean, yeah, what you say is true, but I also think you could kind of have the same core value, but how you define success or achieving those values might be a different path as we get older too.
Absolutely. I think that one of the most interesting things about our society is we choose to look at the only way that we think a relationship is successful is if you meet a person and you marry them and you die with them. Mm-hmm. That's the only way we think a relationship is successful. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. To me, I've helped my clients, you know, kind of reframe that of, you know, sometimes a successful relationship is one where you are yourself and so was the other person, and you guys loved each other, and maybe it didn't last forever. Maybe things changed, or you, one of you evolved into a different space, but that doesn't mean it wasn't successful. Right. It doesn't mean it didn't work. It doesn't mean that it wasn't healthy. It doesn't, and it doesn't mean that just because somebody is married for their whole entire lives, that that's successful either, because they may be really unhappy.
Kira, do you feel like taking a couple of calls next segment? You want people to call in or not?
Oh my goodness. I don't know.
Let's try a couple of calls. Sure. 844-967-2789. If you want to call in, ask Kira a question. We'll give this a try. On the other side, and more with Kira Sabin. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Banana phone. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
I've Welcome got this back to the Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media so Radio Network. It is now 2:33 across Wisconsin and on the Civic Media app. Our guest, the troop leader of love, and also from RelationshipQuotient.com, the positivity psychologist, she is Kira Sabin. We always love hearing from her. The topic this week, how to start over when life feels like it's not working out without burning it all down at once. Very dramatic, but good advice. If you have a question for Kira, a relationship type of question, starting over, how best to get through some of these things, give us a call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also send us a text via the Civic Media app. So, Kira, we started with starting with reflection and then examining your values in terms of how to kind of start over. Next, number three, setting new updated goals.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when was the time last time that you set goals and not just I need to lose this weight or I need to now eat salads this many times a day, but actually real goals that benefit your life, looking at your friendships, you know, who's bringing, like I said, energy to it, looking at how you're fulfilling yourself on a daily basis. Self-care is not just bubble baths. It's also just being able to take care of our physical and emotional needs on our own so that, you know, we're not burned out all the time. Mm. And it gets really, really easy to just run. And when we're not running, then we're just exhausted. But once again, that's not a great life.
My sister, your friend, Heather Allball-Galloy on Facebook, yes. She says, love me some banana phone. That's one of her favorite songs we play.
I've never heard it before, but really? I have not, but I mean, I can't get enough of it now.
Mr. Zommers found that a long time ago. So we play that. We talk about calling in. If you have a question for Kira on relationships, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Kira, anything else? I think this is good because on this updated goals, because it's hard. I've gone through a couple of periods like that in not so distant recent years of examining who I want around me and who's good for me and who isn't. And it's really hard when you have an emotional connection to someone, but you realize that they might not be the best person to be around.
Here is the very basic rule I have in my life. And it's we both have to be contributing positive things to be in my life. We both need to be like, I don't want to be the ear all the time, and I don't want them to be the ear all the time. Mm-hmm. We both have to be contributing good and positive things, you know, or I'm going to like look at, you know, what boundaries I need to set or how much time they spend. Like, you know, we don't always get to choose who our family is, but we do get to choose the time and the energy and what we share with them. Mm-hmm. And I did want to just tell like Danny and I, so Danny's my husband, and we literally every month or two sit down. Sometimes we'll even, you know, sometimes it'll be just a spur of the moment, or sometimes we'll be like, hey, let's check in today. Mm-hmm. And we talk about what's working in our relationship, what's working in our house, what's working with our schedule, and, you know, and what do we want to change to be focusing on, you know, better life, mm-hmm. you know, more satisfaction, more contentment, more You know, we do that. So it's not only an individual thing. We also do that for the relationship. And, you know, that's where we can bring up, you know, if something doesn't feel good or, you know, if we're needing some more support in something. And we do that literally probably every month or two. And I think it is a humongous saving grace for our relationship because everybody feels heard and seen.
I think it's so healthy. And the last relationship I was in, I mean, we've talked about this before. I mean, I have the personality of wanting to just kind of please the other person in terms of, you know, I can make it better if they're unhappy or whatever. I just kind of sweep all the under the rug. And when you sit down and you say, okay, look, let's have a conversation about this. Rather than being passive aggressive, rather than just being quiet, rather than stewing about it or whatever, just let's talk about it. And once you talk about it, oftentimes it's like both people are like, oh, whew, thanks for talking about that. Let's move on. And it's a lot, in so many ways, it's easier to confront it. Kira, why is it so damn hard to do that?
I'll tell you, you know what? I'll tell you why. Because we actually make the story about what could happen worse yes. than what it actually does.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Right? So when you are, and I talk about attachment styles regularly, but especially when you're anxious attachment, which you and I both are, Todd, yes. you know, we don't want to upset the people in our lives. We don't want to rock the boat. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll just deal with our own emotions. But once again, then that's not a friendship or that's not a relationship if we're the only ones doing, you know, doing the work. And the other thing that I was going to say, and I lost it because it's Friday afternoon, is just the fact that you have to be as important in your life as everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, you have to at least tie, right? Mm-hmm. You have to. So if you're in a relationship or you have kids or you have an aging parent or things like that, you still have to make yourself as important. And that means your goals, your boundaries, your conversations. I'm talking to you, Todd, all of it.
Right. That's true.
Right? Because otherwise, you're not actually in a relationship. If you're not showing up and sharing who you are and asking for what you need, you're like basically setting up for an acquaintanceship or a situationship.
All right, my palms are sweating. Let's go on number four. create an achievable action plan. I feel like achievable is a key word here. This is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes, because how many times do we set goals for ourselves and then we never do them? I am, so one of my favorite cognitive biases or thinking traps is all or nothing thinking or black and white thinking, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I'm a type of person in the past where it's just kind of like, I am going to, starting Monday, I'm only eating this many carbs a day, or I'm, you know, like every meal will have two vegetables and I'm doing this, but not that. And I got about 2 to 3 days in, and then I'm like insane and going, this is the worst. And then once again, I completely stop. So truly, 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 every single expert out there, you know, there was even a book now called Laziness Does Not Exist. It's really about understanding your motivation and creating small enough goals that you can actually do. Because otherwise you'll never do it. And then we just feel bad because we never do anything. But I heard somebody recently talking about at the start of each month, they write down three SAGs or small achievable goals on a piece of paper.
I like
right?
That.
And then check in at it on it every like the first of every month. Like, how'd it go? Do I, and if it didn't go, do I need to break this down into an even smaller thing, you know? And I'm a big believer in to not take things away, but add in good things, right? So the more we take things away from us that we like, the more we will want them. But if we...
I just want to quickly clarify, this is separate than having larger long-term professional goals. I mean, it doesn't mean that everything has to be a micro thing. You can still have larger goals of, hey, this is the professional level I want to get to and keep working at it, but we can have these smaller action plan goals as we get there.
Absolutely. And the thing is that unless we kind of do some of those small achievable goals, we probably won't get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, it's a great kind of compass for who we want to be and where we want to go. If we like say, you know, I want to be doing this in my job next year. What do I need to do right now? Who do I need to talk to? Do I need to talk to my boss? Is there a new class I need to take or a course I need to take to kind of get me to that place? Do I need to interview people who are already in that position? Like when we choose small achievable goals, we actually get there.
All right.
Because usually when we have the big goals, we don't.
Want to get to number five, get support or accountability.
Yes, absolutely. You don't have to do this alone. And I think that that's something we all forget. And the thing is I'm not saying you even have to hire somebody. You don't have to hire a coach or therapist for this. You can bring in a friend. You can bring in a family member. And now there's even groups for, let's say you want to write a book. Mm-hmm. There are groups online where you can come for 1 hour and just write with other writers, wow. Right? So that you just sit down and you're all focused. There's also co-working groups to make sure that you get stuff done. There is a ton of different things now online, many of them for free or very low price to help with accountability and getting things done. And I love that because most of the time, if it's just us and we're the only ones keeping ourselves accountable, let's be honest, Todd, how's that go?
Not well. And here's the other thing, and this is just going to be a beef of mine. I'm sick of all this Zoom stuff. I'm sick of chats. I'm sick of all the technology. I want some real damn people. I mean, I'm tired of all this online stuff. I want to see real people again.
Listen, I mean, I've been having to do the same thing because I was like, I think I need to go to a co-working space because otherwise I'm in my apartment right. by myself all day, every day. And I know that when I get myself around other people, I just do more and I work better. So yeah, it doesn't have to be online.
And it can be in real life. And it's all this. I mean, this is why I hate, you know, having conversations via text and chat and email, because when we read this stuff from other people, we hear it, we read it in our heads the way that we perceive the other person's intention. And it could be completely different, the tone, the tenor, the sarcasm from the person who actually wrote it. Then people get ticked off at each other, and then you got all kinds of miscommunication.
Todd, you do not want me to start on why I think texting is virtually ruining dating in our relationships.
We got to do a whole thing on that. We got to do a thing
on
that.
Yeah, because there's just a lot of chance of miscommunication.
Right?
Right? There's a huge... And the thing is that when you're dating somebody or when you are having a relationship with somebody, miscommunication is the last thing you want to happen.
Right?
Miscommunication can put wedges in relationships. Miscommunication can shut down a new situation that if they would have been in real life, it wouldn't have been shut down. Like I have a lot of thoughts about that, but yeah. I agree. We lean on technology because it feels a little easier, sometimes a little safer, but it's not actually where connection is.
Yeah. No, totally great. Let's get started on this one. We can finish it up on the other side because can you stick? We're going to have Mr. Zahmer's board game of the week, and then I want you to join us for what we're thankful for this week, if you'd be so very kind.
Yes.
So number six, be kind to yourself in the process.
Any change that you're trying to make, anything that you're trying to do, whether it be self-awareness, whether it be looking at your goals, getting support or accountability and asking for help, be kind to yourself. Mm-hmm. I will say this a million times. They have proven again and again and again that us saying, you know, no pain, you know, no pain, no gain, or no fear, or all of these things actually aren't helpful. The way that we can like be kind to ourselves and compassionate, even on our tough days, even on the days we don't get things done, makes us keep going in a way that talking to ourselves in that get it done, you know, kind of way actually doesn't. It actually is proven to kind of keep you stuck or keep you more paralyzed than if you were nice to yourself.
I think that's a great point because I think there's a difference between your personal trainer in the gym who, I mean, you know, I think a little pain to get some gain there is spot on. Push yourself, you know, not so much how much you can lift, but your endurance, your cardio and stuff like that versus our relationships where pain probably isn't going to help the game.
Well, and it's just in general that we don't go after and continue doing things if we continue to be mean to ourselves about it.
Right.
And what happens is when we have this inner critic in our heads that is sometimes mean to us, we just stop doing new things so that it doesn't, so it's not mad. And then we're stuck.
Yeah. Then we got problems. And then we start lashing out to other people.
Absolutely.
Yep. Why aren't people being nice to me?
and then we isolate and then we live in our own heads, and the stories that we have in our heads may or may not be true. Our brains are not scientifically helpful. They are kind of liars. So, you know, you have to really like have the conversations, ask the better questions, get the clarity, or otherwise, you know, we're just mad at the world all the time.
So starting over when life feels like it's not working out, start with reflection, examine your values, set new updated goals, create an achievable action plan that this is not a marathon. It is a marathon, not a sprint. Number five, get support or accountability. And number six, be kind to yourself in the process. Kira, that's one heck of a great plan.
Thank you, Todd.
Absolutely. Kira's going to stick around. Mr. Zomers will give us his board game of the week. And then all three of us will say what we're thankful for and celebrate a little life. Who lives like we do? We do. Right here at the Todd Allball Show on the 7th. I'll come back in a second. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That's 10 minutes before our friend and colleague Matt Flynn steps into this microphone with Matt Flynn Direct. You don't want to miss it. Great program every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 3 until 4. Matt Flynn Direct coming up next after the top of the hour news. Right now, joining us, she's stuck around. We appreciate it so very much. Kira Staben, our troop leader of love, our positivity psychologist. You can find her work, her retreats, her advice. Hire her. She's a great person at relationshipquotient.com. She's going to stick around because here it is on a Friday, once again, time for Mr. Aaron Zomer's board game of the week.
Here we are once again. It's time for the board game of the week with Aaron Zomers. So today, I have for you the game Evolution. It is a game for 2 to 6 players. It takes about an hour to play. And if anybody listening has heard of the video game Spore, it is very similar. Basically, every player has a creature, and you get different features for your creature.
A feature for your creature. I like that already.
Alliteration, yeah. There's like a pool in the middle that you all have to go and feed from and get food, but there's limited food. So you might try to get advantages to beat the other creatures. Like you might get the card for a long neck so you can reach food up in trees and the other players can't. Or somebody else might get one for a hard shell or a spiky shell even to prevent predators from preying on them.
Are there any peacocks involved?
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've played it, but probably. However, I don't believe vasectomy is a card in the game. I think that would make it difficult for you to increase your population.
Probably would. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
But yeah, scavenge for food, survive attacks from predators, and make some interesting, weird creatures. It's a good time. It's pretty simple.
How much?
It is $45 approximately. Like I said, 2 to 6 players, takes about an hour to play. And that is the game Evolution.
There you go. Evolution, your board game of the week. Kira, you're a board game player, aren't you?
I love board games. I would play them every day.
Ever played Evolution?
I have not, but I have a handful or a couple of that I haven't even tried yet in our house.
Really?
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, because I get excited by a new game and then I don't have enough people to invite over or enough time to do it. But priorities.
Priorities indeed.
See, I want board games to be a priority. And I'm like, I got this cool new game. Everyone should come over and play it. And then we come over to play games and maybe we watch a movie instead. Or they do play a board game, but everyone's like, I don't know, I just want to play the same one as last time. And I'm like,
man.
I understand that it's a good game. We'll have a good time, but I do want to try the new one.
You're a very curious person like that, Mr. Zomers, and nothing wrong with that. That's healthy, right, Kira, to be a curious person?
It's actually a great value because that means you're constantly learning. That means that usually you have stronger friendships and relationships because you can come in with a curiosity of knowing them. Yeah, it's a great value.
All right. Fantastic. We've reached that point in the week once again on a Friday. I don't have any mimosas with me. It's been that kind of a week. But time to tell what we're thankful for on a Friday here on August 18th. Mr. Zomers, you want to go first?
Sure. Well, I am thankful that Luke got to take the day off and that we have no reason to bother him on this weekend because he's getting married.
Yes.
And that's very exciting. So very happy for him. Also thankful that this weekend I get to go home and celebrate my youngest sister's birthday.
Oh, nice.
And also two of my friends share a birthday that's on Monday. So we're celebrating that this weekend. One of them is driving over from East Lansing to celebrate with us. So good, I get to spend some good time with friends and family this weekend.
Well, I'm very happy for you. That's great. Kira, what are you thankful for?
I'm first of all thankful for getting over COVID. I actually escaped COVID for 3 years and got it recently. And it was not fun. And I coughed for a full week. And I'll tell you, there's nothing that makes you appreciate feeling well than feeling really sick. And I was really sick for a few days. So I am very thankful to be feeling better and have my health back.
Yeah, that was the first time you've had it?
First time I had it.
Wow. That you have to be one of the few people that lasted or was able to hold off that long.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's certainly something to be thankful for. I am thankful that I am recuperating from this goofy sinus infection. And Kira is absolutely right. When you feel like crap when you're not healthy, it just reminds us what a basic attitude for gratitude, blessing, good health is. And I know I take it for granted far too often. So thankful that we're on the mend here. And also thankful that that mom, you know, Miss Linda back in Richland Center, she had a little, she had some work done. Not a facial or anything. She had a, I was joking around. She had a boob job, but no, that's not true.
Oh my goodness.
She had knee replacement surgery. And my lovely and talented sister has been up there helping to rehab all week. And so next week is Todd's turn, but I'm very thankful for the doctors and for her, for mom doing so great. And she's walking around. I mean, she was out cutting the grass yesterday. No, I'm just kidding. She's doing great. So very thankful that mom's doing better. And thankful for the great team we have. Mr. Zommers, Kira on this great show today, and Brady Ewing as well. And thanks, of course, to all of our listeners. All right, everybody. Who lives like we do?
We do.
There you go. Kira, you missed that. You got to say we do.
I'm so sorry. Okay, could you do it again, please? I didn't know what we were doing. Okay, I'm
who here. Lives like we do?
We do.
We do.
There you go. It's from the Kenny Chesney song. We do. See? I've tried to listen to you, Kira. Having an attitude of gratitude is a healthy thing, right?
It's absolutely a healthy thing. And, you know, and I think you said something super important about how we don't take our health, or we take our health for granted until we don't have it anymore, right? And just, and it is good, like, as we age, to be able to just realize that aging is a privilege.
Yeah. It really
is. Not everybody gets.
That is very well said, Kira. And there's a lot of people that are gone way too soon. And it is a privilege just to be here. Privilege and a blessing. Life is short. So
it really is.
Enjoy the ride. That's the best way to put it. It's been a great week, Kira. Always great to have you here. Again, people, if they want to sign up for some of your great seminars and some of your life coaching, they can find you at relationshipquotient.com. Also, a great
Relationship-quotient. Don't forget the dash.
I'm sorry. Relationship-quotient. Thank you, Aaron. Relationship-quotient.com. Great podcast there. Kira, we'll see you hopefully in a couple of weeks or so.
I'm excited already. Thanks for having me, guys.
I always feel better after we have Kira on the show, as well as thanks to Brady Ewing for being here in hour number one. Mr. Zommers, our great producer and engineer. Our best to our friend and colleague, Luke Mathers, and his lovely and talented fiance. All the best tomorrow on their wedding nuptials. We're very, very happy for them. Stay tuned next. Our friend Matt Flynn is next for Matt Flynn Direct. We'll see you on Monday. Until then, this is Todd Allball from Mr. Aaron Zommers and Kira Sabin. Thanks for listening to us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, remember, keep banging on your drum.